Well, let's talk about situations people are having in their grow rooms and their gardens, Holly, and that is problems with their seedlings.
Yeah, seedlings are a nice way to start seeds for yourself.
Now, this is even if you're not starting the seeds indoors and you buy your plant starts, there's some seeds in which you have to start from seed outdoors. Let's say like beans or potentially peas, radishes, carrots, those type of things. You're going to start from seed most of the time, and it's highly recommended to start those from seed.
Right, and that's exactly it. You can start them from seed, and then when you have these, hopefully you don't have these problems, but if you do, we're here to help. So one thing is are your seeds good? Do you have old seeds? So we've discovered, we did recently kind of a test, and seeds lose about 10% germination rate every year.
Right. And it's also determined on how you store the seeds in which you're trying to grow. If you keep them in a cool, dry place, crisper of a fridge, cool closet, not in the back seat of your car or in a sunny window, the longevity and the germination percentile will hold fairly decent. Now, obviously, it depends on the seed as well. Parsnips, carrots, leeks, typically 1 year, 2 years at the best, maybe three if everything's perfect, and that's about the end of that scenario. Tomato seeds, on the other hand, can be viable to a decent percentile if kept stored correctly, 5 to 9 years, 5 to 10 years, beans, 3 to 5 years, that type of thing. So it all determines the type of seed and how long and how you're storing it. Now, you can figure out if it's good or bad or the percentile. Holly, how does one do a germination test?
Sure. So you would just take your whatever seed you have, and you would take approximately 10 seeds, and you would just plant them in a cup or sour cream container, whatever you got.
Doesn't have to be fancy on
this. No, it doesn't have to be fancy. You plant them, and then you see what happens when they sprout. If all 10 out of 10 sprouts, that's good. If 11 out of 10 sprouts, you probably miscounted.
Yeah.
And then so on and so forth. So if none sprout, obviously you probably need new seeds.
Just dump those seeds in the bird feeder and move on with your life and get new seeds. Now let's be honest here. From Seed Savers Exchange, wherever you get your seeds from, very unlikely, it's not guaranteed that 100% of those seeds are going to germinate. There are, you know, there's times where even the seed pack will say germination rate 74% or 82% because of the type of seed. So just because you went and bought seeds from Seed Savers Exchange or your favorite seed store, that doesn't mean that you put 100 in, 100's going to grow. So keep that in mind. Also now, let's talk about problems in the grow room. We had this question a couple of weeks ago about the seedlings, and this is we see this more problematic with brassica seedlings. They grow about 2, maybe 3 inches tall, and they fall over, and that's called dampening off. That is a problem that it's a fungal problem, and it can be caused by overwatering the seedlings. What happens is it basically rots at soil level, and the plant falls over.
Right,
it's irreversible. So you want to moderate how much water you're giving them and don't let them set in water.
That's a big thing. I think sometimes people, especially if you're new, you might overwater your seedlings.
Because more water is good.
Right. More water is good. You're excited. You're like, I'm going to make these the best plants. And you think that more water is better. So one thing you can do to help dampening off is to make sure you are watering consistently and not overwatering. And then also using cinnamon.
Cinnamon has a antifungal properties in it, which will help fight off that dampening off issue, as well the fungal gnat situation that you may have in your grow room. Also,
so,
Rescue has a product, gnat product, or what is it? The fungal gnats.
Yeah, it has a little gnat.
A little catcher. Trap that you can put in around your grow room, and that has worked
so
well for us.
When we say use cinnamon, what you're going to do is just take a sprinkle of cinnamon. You don't have to use fancy cinnamon. You can use the cheap stuff. You sprinkle around the base of each plant, just over the little grow area, whatever you want to call it. And then you will help prevent the fungus gnats and also the dampening off.
Yeah, and that works very, very well in the keeping the fixing two problems, the fungal gnats and then the dampening off issue. Now, also, temperature is a key in which seeds need a certain parameter for them to germinate. Obviously, seeds are not going to germinate when it's super cold because by nature, if the radish pods fall off the plant or tomato falls off the plant, in nature, it's going to set there and go into a dormancy until the temperatures warm up again the next following spring, and then it will germinate when the time is correct. So even in the grow room, and even in your grow area, if the temperatures are too cold, like you're in an unclimatized basement, garage, shed, foyer, whatever you want to call
it. Even a drafty room.
If it's too cold, for example, pepper seeds need about 85 degrees soil temperature for them to germinate. It can be problems to get those to germinate if you're not using heat mat, if it's not adequately warm enough for them. You may get a few stragglers to come up if it's 70 or 75, but boy, when you hit that 85 degree mark, those peppers really germinate very, very well with that. Another problem that you will only – go ahead.
I was just going to talk about legginess.
Yes, yeah. Another problem you're only going to see inside is a term called legginess.
Sure. So legginess is when your plant is very tall and not very bushy. So it's what happens is the plant decides that it's going to grow towards a light source, and it grows this slim, long seedling, and that's what legginess is. And there's no way to bounce back from legginess. So unless you start more seeds.
Right.
That's the only way.
Pepper or tomatoes, you can plant them a little deeper because that's the only one that would benefit, not necessarily purposely from it, but as a result of.
Right. But otherwise, anything else is not going to have any success. So what you want to do is you want to think about your light source and have it be as close to the plant as possible. Or if you use something like the Happy Leaf LED, you don't have to worry about that because of the broad spectrum LED. It helps prevent that legginess.
With the fruit flies or the soil gnats, it's called fruit fly trap from Rescue. It works very, very well. We're using it in our growing room with very good success. Now, let's say you got your seedlings outside. You've planted them directly from seed, or you put a transplant in the ground, and they become yellow or white or brownish. What's going on there?
So yellow, white, or brownish could be overwatering.
Mm-hmm.
Or
not necessarily your fault.
Right, because it got rainy or something.
Right.
Yeah. Otherwise, it could be fertilizer burn. And this can happen a lot of times. Another maybe newbie mistake is if fertilizer is good, more is better.
And this happens more on the spectrum of synthetic fertilizers rather than organic fertilizers, because in most aspects, if you over-fertilize with a organic fertilizer, there can be some potential burn, but most times the plant's only going to pick up the nutrients in which it needs. With a synthetic fertilizer in a liquid form, it's going to suck up everything it possibly can in order to, because that's just the nature of it. So fertilizer burn is something. Now, overwatering, there's not much we can do if it's naturally caused overwatering. You just have to kind of let the system run through, and then you could supplement with a organic, like a compost tea, in order to remineralize and neutrify the soil in order to try to get some of that uptake to back into the soil. Because even in the ground, in raised beds, good nutrient-rich soil, if it rains too much, there's going to be a leaching effect that occurs that can show these symptoms.
Right, definitely. You're going to have those nutrients wash away. Essentially, a tip on fertilizing is definitely follow the directions on the package, and
that's why they're there.
Right, that's why they're there, and they all vary. Just because you use one cup of one brand doesn't mean you need to use one cup of everything in that one brand.
Right, and from the same brand from bag to bag,
yeah,
it's very different.
And another thing is you can start with less, and then you can increase. So this is your first time using a fertilizer, and you can follow the directions, and you should, but maybe back it off a bit if you're not sure.
Your seeds aren't there whenever you, after you've planted them, let's say like corn, for example. You may have squirrels or birds come in and pull them out of the ground.
Chipmunks. All sorts of animals will
dig up seeds. If you're out in the country, wild turkeys will do this. Will go through and peck. You know, I've heard stories of farmers and the turkeys just go right behind. And even though in the big ag industry, they treat this corn with a chemical powder in which will help prevent animals from eating it. a turkey has to eat about 25 pounds of this toxic corn coating in order for it to have any real effect to
right,
it.
Right.
So there's a couple of things in which you can do in this aspect. You can take and cover that with a row cover, a light floating row cover, weight it down. It's not going to inhibit the growth of the plants at all. You could also like layer over a piece of chicken wire type of thing and arch it over just enough in order to get these plants up and established. And if you're having birds come in and eat these things up, install a couple of bird feeders and let them feed off the bird feeders rather than the plants in which you're trying to grow. So some things in which hopefully you're not going to have issues with, but if you do or might, you will know now what to do with such issues with your seedlings, whether indoors and out. Speaking of doing things indoors and out, whether you're a hunter, whether you're a farmer, whether you are anywhere in between and you either process your own animals or you're looking for good seasonings and tools in which to prepare meat that has been processed for you, Walton's has all of that but the meat, and they can supply all your needs. And they got some really good seasonings too.
Right. And they also have what's called meatjustics.com to help educate you on the hows and whys of meat processing, as well as a community of over 15,000 users will help give their opinion and guidance on meat processing issues. So if you want to get into meat processing, you don't know where to start, you can go to meatjustics.com. Also, you know, we know that you care about where your food comes from and can preserve your fruits and vegetables. But with the meat, you can go to Waltons.com and you get all the equipment, seasoning, and supplies to make sausage, jerky, any other meat product your way, even burgers, all sorts of. For the vegetables, there's all sorts of spices, spice combinations. So definitely check that out. That's Waltons.com or Waltonsinc.com. And then for that meat processing help is meatjustics.com. For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.